Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome in once again to the heart and soul of rock and roll from Birmingham, Alabama. Rockin' Ray here with all the gang from BRC, Birmingham Record Collectors. And we're going to try to figure out what time it is this time as we do songs about time. That's the theme, and I think it's going to be an interesting program. We thank you for joining us, and I think we ought to just jump right into it. Charlie, you've got our first song. What is it?
Is it time to start?
Time? I don't know. What time is it?
I guess it is. Well, I first heard Chris Isaak's Think of Tomorrow while at work one day because we had music playing in the background at the store, and it became one of my favorite songs. Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind would say, "She'll think about that tomorrow," and Annie sang about tomorrow being just a day away. Well, tomorrow is only time to be thought about, and then it's here. So here's Chris Isaak with Think About Tomorrow.
Number one in Alabama,
Birmingham's
WCRC.
Magic City of the South.
Magic City of the South.
Magic City of the South.
The Alan Parsons Project consisted of Ed Wolfson, Alan Parsons, along with various studio musicians. In 1981, they released what would become their second most successful single, Time. The lyrics about a middle-aged man contemplating his past and future are sung with a smooth, haunting melody. The combination earned them a number 15 rank on the U.S. charts. Here now, the Alan Parsons Project singing Time.
See to the Jerry Lee Lewis recorded 1 minute past eternity in 1963, but it wasn't released until 1969, reaching number two on the country charts. After many releases on the Smash label, this one appeared on the Sun label, the label he first recorded on. Here's The Killer with a song about time, 1 minute past eternity.
When will my arms grow cold? When will your kiss grow old? When will I want to be free? Exactly 1 minute past eternity. When will I make you blue? Cheat and run around on you. Throw away the love you've given me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. Eternity is forever, so darling, have no fear. My love for you will last and last a million, million years. When will I say goodbye? Break your heart and make you cry. Tell you to forget about me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. So darling, have no fear. My love for you will last and last a million, million years. When will I say goodbye? Break your heart and make you cry. Tell you to forget about me. Exactly 1 minute past eternity. Exactly 1 minute past eternity.
Hi, this is Travis Womack. You're listening to the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll with my friends from the Birmingham Record Collectors.
Good guys!
Much more
BRC
music!
Marilee Rush got her break while touring with Paul Revere and the Raiders. Chips Moman heard her sing and offered her the opportunity to record Angel in the Morning, a song about premarital sex, which was still considered scandalous. Produced with lush string accompaniment, the record would shoot to number 7 in 1968. Listen to the hauntingly beautiful voice of Marilee Rush singing Angel in the Morning.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Then slowly turn away from sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just
This time, Revelation song mentions a specific time, 12:30. In fact, that's the name of the song, 12:30. Quite a few songs use a specific time in the title. 12:30 reached number 20 in 1967 for the Mamas and the Papas. And to be specific, the title of the song is really 12:30, Young Girls Are Going to the Canyon. Listen to the words and figure that one out.
Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. Young girls are coming. Good morning and really mean it. To feel these changes happening in me.
Enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as join the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
You've got the Birmingham Record Collectors. From Birmingham, Alabama, the Magic City of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music. Bill Danoff and another member of the Starland Vocal Band were having lunch one day at Clyde's Restaurant in D.C., looking at the happy hour menu. Bill came up with the lyrics to Afternoon Delight. Well, the song was a bit controversial since the lyrics could be interpreted, as sexually suggestive. Nevertheless, the record was a hit, and when released in 1976, made it all the way to number one. Here's the Starland Vocal Band with Afternoon Delight.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so excited.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight, afternoon delight.
Started out this morning feeling so polite. I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't bite, but you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down, thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, did some great R&B and soul music in her time, and she's even still performing today. She did a cover of a Nat King Cole song, which reached number five for him, but her version was just an LP cut on her 1979 LP, Safe With Me. But what a version. Here's Miss Irma Thomas, Looking Back.
Looking back over my life, I can see where I caused you strife, but I know. Mistake again. Looking back over my deeds, I can see signs wise men heed. And if I just
just had a chance, I'd never make that same mistake again.
This is Darlene Love, and you are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too.
You've got the heart and soul of rock and roll, BRC Radio.
After Midnight was written and recorded by J.J. Cale in 1966. Unfortunately for him, it wasn't a hit. Then in 1970, Eric Clapton covered it, and his version shot to number 18 on the Hot 100. Cale said he didn't know that Clapton had recorded it until he happened to hear it on the radio. But rather than being upset, he was thrilled since it meant a badly needed paycheck. Listen to Eric Clapton's rendition of After Midnight.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna chug a luggage shot. We're gonna stimulate some action. We're gonna get some satisfaction. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
Oh, after midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. After midnight, we're gonna shake your tambourine.
After midnight, after midnight,
after midnight, so go be peaches and cream.
After midnight, after midnight,
don't cause talk and suspicion. We're gonna give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it all about? What it all about?
Ah! After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down. Shake your tambourine.
Shake your tambourine. Shake your tambourine.
After midnight, so it's gonna be peaches and
cream. Shake your tambourine. Shake your tambourine.
Don't cause talk and suspicion. We're gonna give an exhibition. We're gonna find out what it is all about.
What it is all about. What it is all about.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang down.
To
to midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out.
Gonna let it all hang out. Gonna let it all hang out.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Gonna let it all hang out. Gonna let it all hang out.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Chuck Berry gave his girlfriend 30 days to get back home in 1955, his number two charted song. 4 years later, Ronnie Hawkins came out with his version, 40 Days. Maybe he wasn't as anxious to see his girl as Chuck was. Here's Ronnie Hawkins, founder of the group, The Band, with his first charted record, 40 Days.
I'm gonna give you 40 days to get back home. Called up a gypsy woman on the telephone. I'm gonna send out a worldwide hoodoo that'll be the very thing that'll suit you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days.
Woo!
40 days!
40 days! Judge in a private early this morning. And he took me to the sheriff's office to sign a warning. They're gonna go across charge again. That'll be the very thing that'll send you. I'm gonna say that she'll be back home in 40 days. Woo!
40 days!
40 days!
40 days!
40 days!
I'm gonna say that she'll be back. She'll be back.
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as join the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
Got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the magic city of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
PRC, it's nice to have you in Birmingham.
9 to 5 was written for the soundtrack of the 1980 movie by the same title. It starred Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton. Interestingly, Parton revealed that the typewriter keyboard sound effect in the introduction of the song was actually produced by clicking her acrylic nails together. Tick, 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 tick. Well, not to be confusing, this is not Sheena Easton's song 9 to 5, which was renamed Morning Train when it came out the same year. Confused? I am. In any case, here's Dolly singing 9 to 5. Click, 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 click.
bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah. They've got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game. What they call it, and you spend your life putting money in his wallet. 9 to 5, oh, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you.
Marvin Gaye, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. Do you have enough? In our next song, Marvin Gaye tells all about the things he hasn't got time to think about because his time is spent thinking about his girl. First recorded by Temptations in 1966, here's Marvin Gaye's version, which reached number 4 in 1969. Too Busy Thinking About My Baby. Makes a flower grow.
This is Carl Butch Small with the fabulous Four Tops. You are listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray the DJ too.
Yeah! Internet Radio.
BRC.
Here's a song about time that all of us pre-baby boomers and the baby boomers can relate to. This is Tony Khan with Ray Campy playing, and since our own Bobby Mizell produced the record, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not playing the piano on it. So here's one going out to all those older rockers out there. It's entitled Over the Hill. I think you're going to like it.
My doctor said, baby, got the news for you. You're over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Yeah, you're over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Can't get myself rolling, so I must be over the hill.
I took a hike today, I was pushing the wind. My feet fell out from under me and up with my chin. I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Can't get myself going, so I must be over the hill.
They look in their eyes, they don't realize that I'm on a sassy ride. I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Yeah, I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Can't get myself moving, so I must be over the hill.
If I pick something up, I get down in my back. Yesterday I laid 12 hours in the sack. I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
I'm over the hill.
You're over the hill.
Can't get myself going, I must be over the hill.
If it's 4 o'clock in New York, what time is it in Tulsa, Oklahoma? You have to keep up with those time zones. Don Williams had a number one country song with Tulsa Time in 1978. So don't forget to set your watch back or forward when traveling. Right now we're going to Tulsa Time with Don Williams.
Nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa.
living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it. Living on.
Heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guy.
Much more
BRC
music.
One of my favorites, Jimmy Donnelly. Stop the Clock is this one. A man with a lot of sadness and depression in his life, Jimmy Donnelly, one of those wannabes who tried and tried, wrote and recorded some great stuff, but never quite made it. I don't have time to tell his life story, but I'm glad his music was preserved, and I'm glad to use one of his songs in our show today. Here he is with a title that may say something about what he wished he could have done. Stop the Clock, Jimmy Donnelly.
Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Time keeps moving on, soon my baby will be gone. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. She gonna catch the train at three, that'll be the end of me. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. I know my baby would be mine if I could just turn back the time. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Every tick the clock is making means my poor heart is breaking. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. I know my baby would be mine if I could just turn back the time. Tick tock, stop the clock.
How can you have a record show that has songs dealing with time and not play this one? Rock Around the Clock. It was a number one pop hit and a number three rhythm and blues hit for Bill Haley in 1955. Although it was released in May of 1954, the exposure it got from the movie Blackboard Jungle helped it. It was first recorded by Sonny Day. 3 months after recording it, the lead guitar player for the Comets, Danny Cedrone, died. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, let's go. Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, rock.
11-2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off. Start a rockin' around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Hi, this is Elvis Wade, and you're listening to the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, baby, on BRC with Rock and Ray.
Birmingham's BRC.
Wait a minute. Have you ever said that or had someone say that to you? And usually it's more than a minute. The Coasters recorded the song Wait a Minute in 1961, and it went to number 37 on the pop charts. However, it did not make the R&B chart. It was written by Bobby Darin and Don Kirshner, and we're not going to make you wait a minute to hear the song. Here are the Coasters with Wait a Minute.
Offer you more.
What a nerve. What a case.
Better put her in her place.
Wait just a minute.
Bobby-doo.
You know that won't get in.
Bobby-doo.
If that's the way your love be, you might as well forget it.
Bobby-doo.
Am I correct in what you said? That you would rather be with him instead? You said that you could travel with him far. Say he's got a brand new Cadillac car.
Well, what you mean?
Is that so?
Better let that woman go.
Well, yeah, you ain't a minute.
You're a rock and you're tough.
Honey, cut out all that stuff.
Wait, you ain't a minute.
Bobby-doo.
You know that won't get it.
Bobby-doo.
If that's the way your love will be, you might as well forget it.
Bobby-doo.
I'm gonna tell you for the very last time.
Bobby-doo.
If I'm yours, you better be mine.
Bobby-doo.
When I come home, I'll slamming her the back door.
You're bad.
You're so wise.
Stop her messing with me, child.
Well, yeah, you need a minute.
Bobby-doo, Bobby-doo.
You know that won't get it.
Bobby-doo.
If that's the way your love will be, you might as well forget it.
Bobby-doo.
You might as well forget it.
Bobby-doo.
Why, you can just Bobby-doo. Go on and forget about the whole cotton picking affair.
Well, that's going to wrap it up, I guess. It's time that we wrapped it up because it is 5 o'clock somewhere. And if anybody knows what time it is, tell Chicago because they don't know yet. In any case, we hope you enjoyed those songs. A lot of interesting songs having to do with time. And I think that was an excellent way to kind of pull some good music together. So we'll move from time to time for Halloween. That's right, as we do Halloween songs next time. Every time we have a trick-or-treat Halloween, everybody kind of focuses on the spooky part and the trick part. Or some guy's got this really stupid-looking mask on. It looks like his face is drooping or melting or something. Anyway, we're going to do the other side of Halloween with the happy stuff. We're going to do songs about candy and sweet things. And that's going to be what's coming up on our special Halloween show next time on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Then we're going to look back to some great music from the late 60s. Those of you that were around during that time know there's an awful lot of bad stuff going on, but there was a lot of great music. It's the Vietnam era songs, and David's pulling together the ones that will certainly trigger a memory or two. Then we're headed for space with space songs, as we have music that has to do with space and beep beeps and stuff like that. Then we're going to have work-related music, as we feature work-related songs, and Charlie's going to pull together a good group of those. Christmas comes up next, Christmas 2016, and we'll have some special Christmas music for you on that program. And then it's going to be beverages, as we look at all kinds of stuff to drink. So join us for that one. A lot of great music coming up on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. And we invite you to join us for all of those. They're all on the website. Take a moment, look at them, listen to a little bit. For now, that's going to wrap up this particular edition as we get our local boy, Mr. Bobby Mizell, in to bang on that piano and head us toward the house. Bobby? From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.